I got that.
I'd rather read
Times in history. Meraglim were sent to spy out Eretz Yisrael. First time is this week's Parsha Shlach. Moshe Rabbeinu sends 12 Meraglim. It was a fiasco. Came back, they spoke Lashon Hara in Eretz Yisrael. The people cried. They didn't want to go. Hashem said, "Do you think you want to cry for that? I'll give you a reason to cry. You're not going to Eretz Yisrael. You've been in the limbo for 40 years. Was the first time that they sent Meraglim. The second time they sent Meraglim was before, as they were coming into Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua sent two Meraglim. That was a success story. Everyone was besimcha. Everyone accepted what they returned with. What was the difference? The difference between the two sendings, the spy. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu's shlichim destructive? And it was such a tremendous punishment, tragedy on Klal Yisrael. And why was Yehoshua successful? First of all, the Chumash enumerates all the names of the spies. Rashi comments, they were all chashuvim. They were significant people. Chashuv, and we know the names. It happens to be that Kalev ben Yefuneh was one of them. And Yehoshua was another one. Yehoshua, when he sends the spies, the Pesukim don't say the names of them. It mentions no names, who they were. Only later we know it was Kalev ben Yefuneh, same one who spied the first time, and Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Kalev ben Pinchas. Their names are not mentioned. Like there's no fanfare. That means they didn't feel the chashivus. Someone who's choshev lots of times has a negius. A negius means a self-interest. When you're choshev, you're up on the top. And the Zohar Kodesh says that the Meraglim had a self-interest that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their appointments, their status of being a Nasi. They felt chashivas. They had a certain gaiva. And deep down, maybe unconsciously, they had a negius, self-interest, that when they go to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be the end of the nesius. It's going to be a different history. You're going to appoint a melech. One of the first things that they had to do in Eretz Yisrael was to make a melech. If you're a melech, then there's no more chashivas. No more chashivas for you as leaders in the nesiim. And because of their chashivas that they felt of great importance, and they're going to lose their position subconsciously they said, oh, Eretz Yisrael is not good. Oh, it's not going to be good for us. Let's stay here, the Ananiah covered, you have the Be'er Miriam, you got the Mont. This is better. It's better. The Yetzirah, says the Zohar Kodesh, played with their self-interest. And sometimes when you have self-interest, Hashoichad Ya'aveh Reinei Chachamim, bribery can blind even if you're very smart. Even the smartest of people, there's a little negius. You can twist your mind to do things that are damaging. And that's what the Zoya says. Because they had such a chashivish, they didn't want to lose it. And they're willing to say, nah, stay in the midboard, it's better that way. Oh, we're thinking about you. We're not thinking about me. Of course not. You. When it came to the miraglum of Yeshua, even Kolev and Pinchas were very choshev yidden. They were, but there's no. They never flaunted it. That's why the pasuk doesn't say who they are, because to be a shliach is not simple. To be able to complete your shliach that someone sends you on, you have to have this koyach of bittul, a negation of your own ratzon. And we know that from someone in Chumash, that he was a shliach and he had to be mevatel himself in order to fulfill the shlichus. Who was that?
Eliezer.
Eliezer, very good. Eliezer had a negius, a shlichus, supposed to get a wife for Yitzchak. But it says that he had a daughter. He was very interesting that his daughter should marry into the nice family. And he was the Eved of Avraham. And that could have affected him. And making sure that it doesn't work, the shidduch. There are many ways you could have sabotaged the shlichus. But it says that he didn't. He was an Eved Naaman. She reis also tzaddik. Benamonis, he was true to the shlichus, and he got the right shidduch Rivka to be for Yitzchok. For that, he was praiseworthy. Yofa sichas eved avodim, the sicha of the eved of Yitz of Avram, Eliezer, his plain talk was more choshev than toyrosim chelbonim. Torah and Shabbana. When the Torah says tefillin, what do we know what tefillin is? It just says tefillin. That's it. When it talks about Eliezer and his conversations and what he did and what he told over to the love on the Suel, it has an arichus of hundreds and hundreds of words. The same story twice. The whole repeat. Sichas Chulin of the Eved of Avram, because he broke his negius. He sacrificed his own interest for his master's interest. Make sure he gets the shidduch. Not push it to be a good shiliach. Pasuk says when Yeshua sent these two miraglim, it says that he sent them Cheresh Lamor. Cheresh. Now Cheresh means like quiet. Quiet. Even maybe some hold that don't speak. Don't speak. Cheresh. If you're a spy, the worst thing you can do is tell someone, don't tell anyone, but you promise you're not going to tell anyone? That's the problem. So why did it have to say, I'm sending two spies, Cheresh? That's what a spy is. He has to make sure he covers his tracks. He doesn't say anything. Don't speak to strangers. They might be another spy, a counter spy. So the Chazal have a few pshatim. One pshat is Cheresh is carry something that does like lachrosh. What's lachrosh? To plow. Carry utensils that look like a plow. The things that you ply, dig up the earth and stuff like that. Make believe you're like a peasant, like one of the workers, you know. Incognito. That you go like a cheresh, cheresh. But the Chazal say a mairi dikavort. Oh no, before that, what they say, you could change the shin to sin. Instead of cheresh, cheresh. Carry pottery. Cheres, kli cheres, ches reis, samach. Walk around like your potterers. Say smoke. I said, carry it around like you're carrying kalim, cheres. The Chazal say a deep thinking. You're going to change it around, cheres, cheres. Be silent, don't talk. The cheres, chesrei samach, means you should be cheres. Now, it's not talking about the kalim and the disguise, camouflage. You should go. Cheresh means cheres. Make yourself a kli cheres, pottery. What's special about a kli cheres? No, the cheres is earthenware. Earthenware. Well, earthenware is cheap. It's not metal. It's not something made out of stone. That's something that has precious stones in it. It's a kli cheres, which means pashut, pshat, earthenware. Earthenware has a special chashivas to it. A sheretz, a dead sheretz that touches a kli. Let's say the kli is made out of steel, it's made out of copper, made out of metal. And your kli, that's this kli that's made not out of clay, a metal, if it touches the kli outside, inside, anywhere it touches, it's tummy. A dead sheretz, if it touches any part of the kli, it's tumah. However, a kli cheres, in order to become tumah, it has to go in the inside of the kli, not the outside. If a dead sheres, you put a kli, you put it on top of a dead sheres, nothing's wrong with it. It doesn't become tumah. If it's inside, it's tummy. Why the difference? Why is a kli cheres different? So the Chazal say, because the outside of a kli cheres is nothing. It's just earth. What makes the kli cheres chashuv as a kli is only because of the inside. Because it's a receptacle. That makes it chashuv. Any other kli that's made out of metal, the metal itself is chashuv. The outside makes it chashuv. So that could become tameh, the outside or the inside. But a kli cheres, that can only become tameh from the inside, because that's the only chashivas of the kli itself. It has no chashivas from the outside. As I was saying that Yeshua said to them, I'm going to send you on a shlichus. But I want you to remember, don't go as someone choshev on the outside. You have to be cheres. Like cheres. You got to be like cheres. meaning you're only a Kali Kibul. That's your whole purpose in the Shlichus. To do what you have to do, nothing else. The Shlichus is only about what I'm giving you to do. Only me. Only do what I tell you to do. Nothing else. There's nothing else to gain. No self-interest, nothing. You're just a Kali Kibul for your Shlichus. That's what it means. He sent them Kali Cheres. And that was the difference. The difference was the first Meraglim that was sent by Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Hashuvim. They had so much greatness about themselves and they felt great about themselves. So they didn't go with Cheres, a Kali Cheres. They went with a Kali, gold and silver. Hey, you know who I am? I was sent to go check out Eretz Yisrael. And they had an own agenda. Agenda is not to lose their positions, which poisoned their way of thinking, warped it, distorted it. That's why it was a failure. A failure that was met with tragedy. Masha Enken, when you go as a shliach to be cheres, my only chashivas is not outside of me. It's only my shlichus. That's the only thing. I'm there for you. I want to be true blue to what I have to do. It says, then, humility. You're only in earthenware. Kecheres ha-nishbo. We say in Yom Kippur. But like a cheres. We are earth. We're made from Adoma. What do you think Adoma is? He's made Adoma. We're earthenware. Because why? Because we're here with the shlichus. We're here with the shlichus. The contents. What's the contents? Now at the outside, what it looks like fancy and this. You have a choreography around you, you know. That's shtus. That's nothing. It's no chashivas to that. It's the inside. It's the panemius. What does Hashem want from you? And you have to be that vessel that's makabalat. The panemius, the focus in the panemius. Because that's the chashivas of a Kli Cheres. I was thinking, how do you get to Olam HaBa? How do you get the Gan Eden? What are we here for? We're here. Hashem created us to give schar. That's what he created the world for. Give us schar. He's a tov and a meitiv, and the meitiv is to give us Gan Eden. The shefa of chesed and give us schar. The vekis with Hashem. How do you get to that? So when Avram wants to buy the Moros HaMachpelah, and then there was Ephron with his shenanigans, Ephron, 400 shekelim, Avram had to land up paying, and it says at the end, what kind of money was it? 404 meyol shekel oiver lasoichet. 400 shekels, oiver lasoicher. What is oiver lasoicher? That means the money that he gave is redeemable by any merchant. It's not like these coins will, not everyone will accept them and all. Oiver lasoicher. Every soicher would accept it, every merchant. The best, top quality. But the Zeh HaKodesh says, Oivel HaSoicher, let me tell you about the Maros HaMachpelah. Maros HaMachpelah is Oivel HaSoicher. It's the gateway to Gan Eden. All the neshamas that are going to Gan Eden go through the Maros HaMachpelah. Oivel HaSoicher. And they bring gematrias to prove this. They say, oyver la soicha, to pass through le soicha, to get to the soicha, which is ganein. The gematria of la soicha, to the soicha, is orach legan. Orach is the pathway, like orachayim. Legan, to the garden. The way to get to Gan Eden is through the Ma'arwas HaMachpelah. So it's gematria. Soicher is gematria oirich lagan. Another gematria the Svarim bring down, that's the soicher is gematria chotzer. What's a chotzer? Courtyard. Courtyard is before the entry of the house. The Ma'arwas HaMachpelah was the chotzer to Gan Eden. It was like a chotzer to Gan Eden. So you see the lashon of soicher refers to Gan Eden. And that's why he ended up paying 400 shkolim, because it says that there are 400 olamas in Gan Eden. 400 olamas in Gan Eden. Arba meos olamas, sport down in Zazal. So to get to Gan Eden, the Ma'arwas HaMachpelah is the oiver la soicher. Soicher, samach ches reish, is also cheres. That means in order to get to Gan Eden, you have to go be a cheres, just like the miraglim that Yehoshua sent. We're in this world, we're like Meraglim. We're looking around at everything. Curiosity, we want to see what's going on, what's there, what's here, what's here, what's here? Let's go here. Finding out new stuff coming out, new stuff, new tech. Oh, that's all called Meraglim. Meraglim. We're all Meraglim. But you have to know that you're here a shlichus. You're not a free agent. We have a tachlis. We have a shlichus. Hashem sends on a shlichus. We have a mission. A mission that's possible to do if we focus and if we concentrate and we don't get distracted from the outside thing, the glitter, from the outside world. But we have to be cheres. Cheres. A kli cheres. Which means there has to be content. You have to know that it's not the outside, the chitzoni of you, that's going to make it through to be able to go to the soicher. It's the panemius. It's the concentrators. What is my shlichus? Hashem gave us the shlichus. You know, he gave us the shlichus, Matan Torah, Shavuos. He gave us the shlichus. Here's the shlichus. The Torah. That's the shlichus. We do the shlichus. B'derech cheres. That we're a kli cheres. Then, cheres that we could become Soicher, Samach Ches Reish. Everyone comes into this world and feels chaser. We're lack. I need food, I need clothing, I need to be with someone, I gotta do this. We all have a lack. It's true. Hashem made it. Borei Nefoshos Rabbois. Hashem made you have chisaron, a lack that has to be fulfilled. And you could have a lack for gashmias. And you run your whole life running after physical things. You're always lacking. You have to have the newest thing, the new idea, the new concept, the new pleasure. You got to have that. I got to have. So your life is going to be chaser. And your afterlife is going to be chaser too. But if we want soicher, if we want to go through life and reach oivel asoicher, Gan Eden, we have to feel that the chesaron, the only chesaron that I have is to vekus in Hashem. That's my shlichus, to come closer to Hashem. Va'ani kirvas elukim li toiv, being near to Hashem is the toiv. This is the toiv. Everything else is not the toiv. Va'yar elukim is or ki toiv. The first toiv in the world is the gili of the or. That or. That or which brought us to the hakaras of Hashem, to realize that Hashem is the borei olam. If we have that, we could make ourselves be the kli cheres, which is the bittul of the gashmi. It's the panemius, the neshama that I have to bring out. That's going to get us to the soicha of the oirach lagan, the chotzer to the gan. And then from the gan, that's only the beginning. There's an oilam haba that's after the gan. The gan is not oilam haba. The gan, you can experience gan in this world. The 53 parshas in the Torah, gan. Gimel Nun, the Torah is going to get you the gan even in this world. 53, yes. But then there's another gan, and there's a gan eden atachton, gan eden ha'elyon. It's not worth shortchange yourself in eternity with some fleeting moments of nothingness that can't take you to the oil of my soul.